today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want as we roll into hour number two. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features, we give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. We do it for free, freetalklive.com. On the way, Mark, you've got a story about a death squad, which I'd like to know a little bit more about. But first, I want to go to a story that I mentioned last night on the show, and we didn't have a chance to get to. And it's a little bit disturbing. Five fifth-grade students are now facing criminal charges after authorities said four of them had sex in front of other students. Fifth graders. I don't think I knew what sex was in fifth grade.
I didn't. I know I didn't.
I don't think I could have performed the functions, even if I'd known what they were.
Oh,
in fifth
grade. I suspect a fifth grader could probably pull that off.
It said four of them had sex in front of other students in an unsupervised classroom and kept a classmate posted as a lookout for teachers.
How bizarre.
The students were arrested Tuesday.
Arrested?
They're facing criminal charges.
What?
At the Spearsville School in rural North Louisiana.
So these are 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds?
Well, 11-year-old, two 11-year-old girls, a 12-year-old boy, and a 13-year-old boy were charged with obscenity.
I don't think these are regular fifth graders.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are they doing in fifth grade at 13 years old? 12 and 13, that's a little old. 11, I could see. That'd be old for fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
They're charged with obscenity, which is a felony. Obscenity.
Charging a fifth grader, a juvenile like this with a felony is just, it's out of the box. Crazy.
The 11-year-old boy, the alleged guard, was charged with being an accessory. An accessory to obscenity? What sort of charge is that? After 44 years, Union Parish Sheriff Bob Buckley says, after 44 years of doing this work, nothing shocks me anymore, but this comes pretty close.
Bob's hardened, huh? Well, Bob, you're a little too hard if you're charging them with felonies.
Absolutely. Authorities said the incident happened March 27th at the school, according to...
Their parents need to be told about this. I mean, it's shocking. Their behavior...
It's out of control.
It's out of control, absolutely. Their parents need to be let know what's gone on. Perhaps they should be suspended or expelled or something like that.
That seems reasonable.
But a felony? No. That's dumb. Now they're going to all have sex charges the rest of their lives, be wearing GPS.
Theoretically.
It certainly could happen.
They will be wiped out when they turn 18. But then again, since they're sex charges, who knows? Maybe it'll be an exemption.
I don't know where you get this. Their charges will be wiped out because they've turned 18. There's no guarantee of that at all. No. No guarantee of that. Assuming they're charged as juveniles, but... You know, in a lot of cases with felonies, they adjudicate these children as adults. The crime that I went to prison for, I was 17.
Oh.
They didn't exactly wipe my record clean at 18. At 18, I was in, a state prison.
A high school teacher normally watches the fifth grade class at the time, but went to an assembly for older students, and the class was inadvertently left unattended. Apparently, this is one of those schools with multiple grades. Yes, authorities said the incident, again, this kindergarten through 12th grade. The class, which had around 10 other students, was alone for about 15 minutes, he said. When no teacher showed up, the four began to have sex in the classroom with the other elementary school students in the classroom with them. It took a day for authorities to find out about the incident. A student who'd been in the class told a high school student about it the next day, Buckley said. The student told a teacher, and school officials notified the sheriff's office. Detectives began questioning students Thursday. So, actually... They weren't even caught. They would have gotten away with it were it not for the big mouth of one of their classmates. That's what you get for having sex in front of a bunch of other kids.
There's so much about this that's just wrong, wrong, wrong.
Detectives began questioning students Thursday. School officials did not return calls seeking comment. Students who were not identified because of their age were released to their parents after their arrests. They'll be arraigned in juvenile court. A message seeking comment from the district attorney was not immediately returned. Buckley said it was unclear what the children would face in penalties. So, we'll see what happens. 800-259-9231. I don't know where to go from here. I've got a story Well, I mean, just because I've got two stories that would follow this well. Since we're talking about a DA, there's one that's been busted, and then I've got another teacher having sex with a student story. I guess we'll go with
those. Those are almost getting tiring.
There are so many of them. I wouldn't normally be reporting on this because there are normally so many of them, but this person is actually, the incident's already gone, come and gone. The thing worth reporting about this story is the amount of years she's getting, this teacher. Sixth grade science teacher who was accused of having sex with a 13-year-old student in Wilmington, Delaware, according to the AP, has been sentenced to, take a guess.
Sex with a 13-year-old male student, one would assume, a couple of years.
Ten years in prison. Now, how many were you in for murder?
How many was I sentenced to, or how many did I do? There was a time off for good behavior sort of situation, but I did less than the 10 years that you're talking about. There's no guarantee that
presumably she'll do less.
She would do such a thing, and you know, I won a. I happen to be part of a class action that won a Supreme Court case. I don't know. I doubt she's going to be in that same classification.
Rachel L. Holt, who's 35, had pleaded guilty to second-degree rape. She sobbed in court Friday as, oh, my goodness, it's a mandatory minimum.
Oh, my God. She's going to do 10 years.
Prosecutors had wanted Scott to sentence Holt to the maximum of 25 years. Holt was initially charged with 28 counts of first-degree rape. Police accused her of having sex with a boy that many times during an intense week-long affair. That's
pretty
a lot
intense.
Of sex for a week. She was also accused of plying the boy with alcohol and allowing him to drive her car. 13 years old. Holt's attorney.
Come on, let's go out and drive my car. It'll be fun.
Holt's attorney, John Malik, said the sentence was much longer than what teachers convicted in similar cases got. He reviewed 40 such cases and found the average was 18 months to 2 years.
Yeah.
In her brief comments to the court, Holt apologized, quote, to everyone who suffered as a result of her actions, including the victim and his family. I don't think he suffered. 28 times, you're not suffering.
Yeah, apparently he didn't suffer much.
Like, if there were suffering involved, the first time would have been it. You would have not gone to class again. You'd have stayed home, stayed away from that woman if she was making you suffer. She says, I hope you can forgive me. I know what I did was wrong, but I sure felt good doing it.
She didn't say that.
The victim's uncle, you're right, who spoke on behalf of the family.
That,
it felt wrong, but I know I felt right.
She didn't say that either.
Who spoke on behalf of the family asked for the maximum sentence, said the victim's uncle, saying Holt had tarnished the reputation of teachers. Yes, all teachers are bad now because of this one woman. And violated his nephew's trust. He had his innocence taken away through betrayal, he said.
God.
What?
Such as drama queens.
What was she betraying? Where was the betrayal in all of this? Where? Do you know? Because I don't know. I can't figure this out.
Well, I
betrayal?
I have to say...
Betrayed his innocence?
It should be against the law because I think it's wrong. But the 10 years is just way, way too much as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well...
And I don't think that the little boy is scarred for life.
Probably not.
At least not by normal societal standards. You know, is it going to affect him? All of our experiences affect us in our lives. But
you know, if anything is scarring... In this situation, and I know that, you know, you don't agree with it and everything, and I don't necessarily agree with it, but I certainly don't think anybody should be spending time in jail over it. But if anybody's scarred in this situation, as far as this young man is concerned, I would think that the scarring would come from turning all this into a court case. I would think the scarring would come from, you know, having him go up, presumably, and testifying against this woman who was just... You know, trying to help the young man.
I don't know. She was just trying to help herself.
She was trying to help herself, but you know, you've got to help herself. She's got to help him first before all that can happen.
I would say the court case was, probably very traumatic.
Right.
And,
people don't
take that into consideration when they're, the prosecutors could care less.
This family doesn't look at it. A nice lady who just wanted to help a young man understand the whole how sex works and
Poppycock.
All that. And she's a very nice lady, and here she is being thrown in a prison cell for 10 years as a result of it. That's mentally scarring.
Ludicrous.
In my opinion. If he had just had sex with this woman 28 times, then, I don't know if that would have been... I don't know if that would have left any scars.
Well,
if he'd gotten her pregnant, now that could do a little bit of damage. But as far as mentally scarred, yeah. 800-259-9231, you can take control. And bring up what you want. The death squad on the way. Also, a district attorney facing drug charges. And somebody who burned a U.S. flag. In fact, three people who burned the U.S. flag. We'll tell you what's wrong with the story on the way. You can take control at 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8.net toll-free line. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruit and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Packet8.net toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com where all the features are totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 200,000 posts. Over 1,300 people interacting. Lots of stuff to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff and everything in between. You'll find it all. at bbs.freetalklive.com. And you know what? It's totally free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Sickle CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sickle knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Boston, Reuters reporting, three Yale University students, including a Briton and a Greek national, have been charged in a case involving the burning of a U.S. flag outside a Connecticut home, a court official said on Wednesday. Haider Akbar, who's 23, Nikolaos Angelopoulos, he's a Greek one,
really,
19, and Farhad Enkelsaria, who's also 19, were arrested on Tuesday and charged in New Haven Superior Court with reckless endangerment, arson, breach of peace, criminal mischief, and other offenses. Now, here's the problem. As seems to be the problem every time somebody gets arrested for burning a flag.
Mm-hmm.
And the stories don't happen very often. It's very, like, once a year or so.
It's not a common thing, and I think that part of it is spurred by the fact that we even have the conversations about flag burning anyway. I mean, people aren't out there burning copies of the Constitution, and we're not talking about, the Senate is, or the House of Representatives isn't passing any bills to keep the Constitution from getting burned in effigy.
True.
You know, it's only that we have the conversations about burning the flag, so therefore people say, I can get people riled up by burning the flag. Let's burn a flag.
Right. And then what they go and they do is they go and burn somebody else's flag, which is what happened here. Police said the three torched a flag hanging from the porch of a house in New Haven near the Ivy League school. So
it was hanging from a porch?
Yeah, they just burned somebody's flag on somebody else's property. So, yeah, they should get in trouble for that.
I think they should get in trouble, depending on how it was arranged.
There's an arson charge.
There is an arson charge, but arson is darn close here. I mean, if it's actually hanging from something wood, like, say, the support beam or something under there, it's like, tacked up to that and then hanging down beneath the porch, oh, my, that's a bad idea.
They go on to they go over to talk about where their citizenships are from around the world. Police gave no indication why they set fire to the flag. The trio acknowledged it was a dumb thing to do when questioned by the police. The New Haven Register reported they appeared in court in leg irons and handcuffs. Bail was set at $25,000 for one of them and $15,000 for another. Akbar worked as an informational translator for U.S. forces during 2001's during the 2001 invasion of Afghanistan, and later published memoirs about that. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1989 that flag burning was protected under constitutional free speech guarantees, invalidating laws in 48 states and outraging veterans groups and others who say that an important national symbol should be protected from defacement. Mark Sarasi, who's the owner of the two-story home, said...
Then how come the Constitution doesn't need protection?
They just, no one's burned it yet.
Right.
As soon as someone burns the Constitution in public, I'm sure someone will scream out loud about that as well.
Well, but they're not doing it, and that's really the whole thing. It's because you're screaming out loud about it.
It makes me sick to my stomach to think that someone would burn the American flag. He described himself as very, very patriotic. Well, you know...
Oh, it makes me sick to my stomach, too.
I personally don't care. If you want to go and burn an American flag, that's your business. But make it your American flag. You go to Walmart, go buy yourself a nice imported American flag, get on your private property... Or I guess you could do it in a public square. You could also, as long as you cleaned up your mess. Then you can set fire to your American flag. Then it's your property that you're setting on fire. In all of the cases we've talked about in the history of doing this show, in every single one of the cases, not once were any of the flags the property of the people who burned them.
Yep.
There was a story down from Sarasota, Florida, where we came from most recently, with another, you know, just a couple kids driving around, just being stupid 18-year-old kids. They saw an American flag on somebody's flagpole in their neighborhood,
Ooh.
And they set that on fire.
Let's burn it.
Right.
Yep.
These are property violations.
Right. They're stealing somebody's flag.
And that's where the problem is. Again, you want to go buy your own flag and burn it, whatever. That's your business. It's just a flag. It doesn't upset me because it's just a piece of cloth. I don't care. Burn a bunch of flags if you want to.
Well, it upsets me because people don't know why. There's no question asked. after the flag burning occurs. No one wants to know, hey, why'd you burn that flag, buddy?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to know. The conversation's over.
If you're trying to make a point,
you shock the crap out of people for the sole purpose of shocking the crap out of people. And
it's useless as far as a communications tool or anything at all, beyond just irritating people.
Yeah, so I don't recommend it.
No, it's certainly not something that I would personally engage in doing, but it doesn't offend me. 800-259-9231, because I happen to think that this country is supposed to be about freedom, and
I think that flag actually represents the freedom to burn that flag.
Precisely. So one of those freedoms is the freedom to set on fire in a safe manner whatever it is that you've purchased for yourself. You want to go set a PlayStation 3 on fire, pour some gasoline, set it on fire. You want to set an American flag on fire, as long as it's your flag, go ahead. So, you know, if you want to put your wealth down, buy some stuff, and then set it on fire, that's your business. That's something you should be free to do in America. I don't care if it's an effigy of George Bush. I don't care if it's an effigy of some other politician that you happen to hate. Go ahead. 800-259-9231, but still, I'd really be interested to see what would happen if someone were to actually burn their own flag. What sort of charges would the government throw out at them?
Oh, I'm not going to go finding out.
No, I'm not either, but eventually it will happen. Eventually somebody will probably do this.
Somebody will.
Because in this case, it was reckless endangerment.
And then all the creeps and crooks before him will have paved the way for him to get in trouble legally.
Reckless endangerment, arson, breach of peace, criminal mischief, and other offenses, whatever those are. So I'm sure they can pull out some charge like breach of peace in order to throw at somebody in this particular case.
Oh, yeah.
But if that's all they've got, then they're going to have a tougher time if you actually fight it in court.
Yeah, I really don't like those particular charges that are just sort of catch-all charges. Look, if I've done something wrong, you should have come up with that charge ahead of time.
So what I want to know from you is how you feel about the burning of the American flag. Are you one of those people that wants to pass a constitutional amendment here in the supposed land of the free to prohibit such an activity? Are you one of the people that supports laws against this sort of thing because it's offensive and I'm an American and I have a right not to be offended in my own country? It's in the Constitution. Let me get my Bill of Rights out here. Amendment number... offense. Wait a
not
minute.
There, is it?
Oh, darn.
Yep.
You know what? You don't have a right to not be offended in America. In fact, it's pretty darn likely that if you spend a lot of time looking at what other people do with their time, you're going to be offended.
At some point or another.
There are a lot of offensive, sick people out there. But darn it, as long as they aren't harming another person, leave them alone. Because all you're going to do, if they actually pass this amendment, the flag burning law, then that's just going to rile more people up. That's going to make people want to go out there and prove that they can still burn the flag. Just wait. On the way, 800-259-9231, you take control. Are you one of those flag supporting types? I really want to hear from you. Maybe you can change my mind. This is Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com.
LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Is the packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams await you. There's a broadband version of the show. There's a dial-up version as well. Both sizes will fit virtually any internet connection at freetalklive.com. And it is free. Once again, freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Porkfest.com.
To the phones, to the fun. It's CJ in Oklahoma on the amplifier line. Hey, CJ, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to call and talk about the flag burning thing.
Yes, sir.
I've actually been to a flag burning, and there's a little bit of irony here because it's all about context on how upset people get. The flag burning I went to, no one got upset. It was actually attended by a large number of veterans, and it was the Boy Scouts burning the flags.
Ah, yes. This is the official way that you actually put a flag to rest, right? When a flag gets too old, too tattered, that sort of thing?
They call it a flag retirement ceremony. And it's really all about context for these people. They want to be able to burn the flag out of respect, but they don't want other people to be able to burn the flag out of disrespect.
How do they actually do it at the at one of these Boy Scout burning sessions? Do they hold it up in the air and burn it, or do they just put it on a campfire or something?
Do they have a casket for it, a fire retardant casket that they put it in?
No, they have a fire pit. This one was a gas powered fire pit, and they actually cut the flag up into pieces, and they cut the stars out of it. And then they cut the stripes part in half again.
Seems like it's a lot of work.
Yeah, there's a lot of ceremony and pomp and circumstance to it. But yeah, it just strikes me as odd that it's really about context. They're totally okay if you burn the flag
their
respectfully.
Way. Yeah.
They just don't want you doing it in the way they don't want you to do it.
Yep.
If you don't have their little ceremony, you can't burn the flag.
Well, you can burn flags today, thankfully.
Right.
But there are people that would like to stop that.
Yes.
And I think it's sad. It's just amazing to me that the people that are advocating for a ban on flag burning don't realize the hypocrisy.
Yeah. They're
completely oblivious to it. CJ, any other thoughts?
Well, one more thing. I called in last night and then listened to the show again and noticed that I have an extremely hick accent and didn't realize that until having heard myself on the radio.
I don't know if you have a hick accent.
I definitely have some Oklahoma coming through. So
well, that's all right. I mean, I have some Florida come through from time to time, but I'm not talking like a slur and talking like this. I heard the whole show. You know what I'm saying?
I'm really glad the Floridians don't really talk like that.
Thanks for the call, CJ. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Well, not all Floridians talk that way. Remember, you and I were raised on the West Coast, Mark. There's that center of the state where people talk real funny. 800-259-9231. Yes, it's like a different world. As soon as you cross, if you've ever been to Florida before, if you're on the West or the East Coast, you're not really in Florida.
Well,
you're in, like, New York, some extension of New York or New Jersey, because that's where all the people come from.
Well, the West Coast is mostly from the Midwest.
Really?
Well, they follow 75 down, whereas the New Yorkers follow 95 down.
I see.
So that you mostly have New Yorkers and East Coasters on the East Coast, and you have Midwesterners on the West Coast.
People speak normally, though, because there's a bunch of people that come in from all over the place, and they all mix together. Whereas if you're in the center of the state, or the northern portion of the state, which is also, center, anywhere away from the coastlines, then you're in real Florida. Then you're in the swamplands.
Mm-hmm.
800-259-9231. Mike in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, can I talk about patriotism?
This is Free Talk Live, so you can talk about what
you want. Talk about everything, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to talk about how people are always second-guessing the government, and this is a democracy. We voted that government in.
I didn't vote them in.
Well, I don't know. I guess you're right, but the majority of the people in this country did.
No, that's not true.
Well,
just so you know,
it may not have been true in 2000.
Well, let's rebut that. The majority of the people didn't, because the majority of the people aren't even registered to vote. So that says that the government, that a majority of the people don't really consider the government to be important or legitimate to some extent.
Yeah.
So then and not even a majority, sometimes around a majority of the people that are registered to vote, then vote in the elections, usually for president, but certainly not in their local elections and governments that are more pertinent to their lives. You often have less than 10% of the people vote in local elections.
And then
so the argument that it's a majority of the people, it's a fallacious one.
Well, even if it were the majority, it still wouldn't make what they voted for correct. It wouldn't make it wouldn't give any legitimacy to the government, even if it were true.
I think it gives a lot more legitimacy, though.
Why?
Because we voted, over half of the people in this country believe in one thing.
What thing is that?
Whatever Bush believes in, pretty much.
Do you think that's so?
I don't think that's true.
I think over half the country backs Bush.
I don't think
they do.
Not anymore,
but at the election
time
they did.
Well, that doesn't mean that they back him for what he believes in. That just means they voted for someone because they didn't know who else to vote for. I mean, most of the people in this country... Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Did you?
Yeah, oh yeah. 800-259-9231. I knew that was coming from the start of the call. 1-800-259-9231.
Can I come up with something better?
Apparently
quank,
not.
Quank,
yeah.
Quank.
Yeah, let's have some different funny noises. You know, at least the guy with the... You're right about the guy with the accent from earlier in the week. At least he was doing an accent.
Had an accent.
All right. So, yeah, the voting thing, though, is still, nonetheless, interesting issue. I mean, to be fair to the guy,
mm-hmm.
did bring up an interesting issue, and that is that the concept that, for some reason, a majority vote can somehow make things good or make things right or, somehow obligate those who decided that they didn't want to participate.
Well, you know, the whole idea of a majority is you know, we have taxes in this country, and you have to give a portion of what you earn to the government. And if you choose not to do that, you're going to go to jail. And if you choose not to go to the jail, they're probably going to shoot you or use some kind of violence on you to put you in jail. So then the question is it okay for you to go to your neighbor's house and say, hey, I want a portion of your money? No, nobody would say that. Certainly, if you use violence to get it.
If you would say yes, you're a psychopath.
Right. You know, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Well, is it okay for you to get several people on your street to go and you know, you've got a group of 10 that go to his house and say, we want some of your property?
That would make you a gang.
Yeah, that would make you
psychopath.
A gang. If you can somehow get a majority of people in any given area, call it a municipality, call it a street, call it a neighborhood, call it a country, whatever you want to call it, if you can get a majority of people to go to that person's house, does it somehow become right?
What if I have a gang of people with badges and uniforms go and do it?
Well, then it's all about the hats, I'm telling you.
Then you're heroes. You're no longer psychopaths. You're heroes.
The other person's a tax cheat. They're a tax dodger.
Yeah, you're cheating everyone else.
Felon. They need to go to jail.
Cheating everyone else out of their well-deserved services that you signed a social contract to get your...
Wait, I don't want those damn services.
No. Nobody ever signed a social contract, and nobody ever agreed to terms that say that if you stay home and don't participate in this voting situation, that you must be subject to the will of those who went out and voted. And, in fact, you're not even subject to their will. You're subject to the politician's will.
There's an argument on the other side for that one. I don't think that that's the most ironclad argument that you're making, the not sign the social contract one, simply because... we did sign a bit of a social contract. For instance, we signed the social contract to pay the taxes here in Keene because we moved to Keene.
I'm paying the Keene tax.
You are paying the Keene taxes. And the fact that you stay in the United States, the geographic argument is there on the other side. The fact that you stay in the United States is a tacit agreement to pay their taxes. Now, I would challenge somebody who makes that argument, show me a place where I don't have to pay taxes.
Right.
But they're out there. You could really check out
and
if you wanted to.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, that's like saying it's a tacit agreement. Let's say that there, you know, that we're living in the neighborhood that we live in, and all of a sudden there's a gang of armed bandits that starts walking through the streets at night, randomly knocking on people's doors and taking money from them. To suggest that we're consenting to it by sticking around, I don't know if that really holds water. 800-259-9231. We're only consenting to it because we're too scared to fight back against the
armed
gang.
But the gang was here already. It was their neighborhood when we moved
more
in.
More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. We do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 360 of our users, or listeners rather, have done. They are Free Talk Live amplifiers, and it's easy to do. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about the program. But remember, we give you everything on our website for free. It's all there. You just go and take it at your leisure. But if you like the show and you want to help support us, you want to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, get more people listening to the Internet show, then go to amp.freetalklive.com and join up for $3 a month. Now, what we do is we take that money in and we combine it with everybody else who's an amplifier, which is, by the way, now amounting to over $2,500 a month, which is awesome. We take that money in and we turn around and we purchase advertising in, like, Talkers Magazine, an industry publication that gets out there in front of those radio program directors. We've also got our man Hakeem, who is our affiliate relations guy, out there making phone calls for us, and a number of other ways we're spending that money. It's all listed for you at amp.freetalklive.com. And yes, you do get a few perks, like access to the studio cam chat room, which you can go to, and you can see the cam by going to cam.freetalklive.com. But you as an amplifier can chat in there. Nobody else can, except for amplifiers. There's also the amplifier-only forum, as well as the amplifier-only call-in line. So there's a few exclusives. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so are we done talking about voting at this point, the idea, the majority rule and everything? I don't know if I've quite finished all my points on that. This concept that the majority can somehow obligate you to do certain things or to not do things that you might want to do. And I think it's absurd. And I also think it's absurd, the idea that you were suggesting before we went to break, that, well, since the government was here first, since the armed gang of thugs were here, and you happen to be born into territory which is ruled by an armed gang of thugs known as the government, then you're tacitly agreeing to their rule. That's absurd.
Well, you know, I guess the idea is that, let's say that I run my house by a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I want to do things. It's not how I want to do things, but if I wanted to do such a thing, if you're in my house, you've got to go by my rules.
Yeah, but this isn't their house, Mark.
But some would argue that it is.
And they would have nothing to actually base that on.
But they have a good enough argument, I feel, like they can make the argument of geography to some extent. Now, I think
there's lots of liberty principles
that one could refute with. I'm just not so sure that I didn't sign the social contract one is entirely bad.
But I didn't sign the social contract, and I was born into an occupied territory. Okay, fine, but I don't consent to it. But my being here still is not an actual explicit consent to being ruled over by a gang of violent people at any point.
Okay.
How anyone could argue that it is just beyond me.
Well, I would say that it's probably better to work within the system and point out the violence every time, all the uninitiated force that the government uses, point it out time and time and time and time again, and educate people on that than
sure.
saying, you've got no legitimacy, there's no jurisdiction, I'm a sovereign nation of one.
Oh, yeah,
you know, all that stuff
that's
not going to go anywhere.
That's what we're doing.
I totally agree.
But when someone brings up the social contract, I'm going to throw it right back in their face. If someone brings it up, and if someone brings up the idea that majority rule makes right, then I'm gonna refute that too, because it's not true.
I largely agree with you. I'm just pointing out the one fallacy in the argument.
800-259-9231 to the phones. Let's talk to Joe in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Joe in Florida, going once.
Hello,
Joe in Florida. Hey, you're on the air.
How you guys doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about the Boston Red Sox.
Great.
Okay.
What about him?
Yep. Great game today, by the way.
Okay. I wouldn't know. I don't watch
sports.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But fuck.
Thanks for the call. 800.
That is a good board off. Did you see he had his finger on that button?
Yep.
The guy didn't even get it all the way out.
Yep. Let's go to Dan in Indianapolis. By the way, we know where the cranks are all coming from. One of our listeners has found the message board that they inhabit. It's the IGN message board.
A bunch of bored kids. Huh?
It's, you know, that's fine if that's what you want to do is crank Free Talk Live.
IGN, now is that a
it's
website?
It's an internet gaming website, and it's a decent site. They've got reviews of video games and movies and that sort of thing, but apparently there's a message board with thousands and thousands of users, and there's one particular forum where these particular people happen to inhabit.
Okay.
So, you know, we know who you are. It's not a challenge getting on Free Talk Live. You know, part of just a quick little briefing on making a crank phone call.
How to make a crank phone call.
Right. Part of the fun of making crank calls is actually getting through a call screener.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's part of the challenge in the,
on
know,
radio
the
show.
Victory. That's the, yeah, on a radio show. You know, that's the victory of the crank call. You've gotten through a call screener who's asking you question after question about what you want to talk about. We don't really do that on Free
Talk
Live.
We don't. You know, we only ask, like, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Right.
It's called Free Talk Live.
And then, also, when you finally get on and you engage the host, the other victory.
Get them going on something.
Right.
You're either A, funny, or B, you fool them.
Or, yeah, you make them believe that you are actually calling for a specific reason. With these crank calls, I can tell from the beginning of the call, based on the sound in their voice, that there's going to be a crank at the end. And I let them. We string them along and give them enough time to actually get to their crank portion. And it's usually just awful. In fact, the response from on the thread, mm-hmm. on the their little forum,
mm-hmm.
the responses they're getting from the other guys on the forum are generally negative. Like,
yeah.
Your cranks suck.
Yeah, you're dumb.
800-259-9231.
Call in and prove you're dumb.
Let's go to Dan in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. How are you?
What's good. On your mind, Dan?
I just wanted to read a poem.
Yep.
So I'll do that now.
Go ahead.
Okay. I don't like the warring red blue that won't let me pay for a hospital bed. I might like the post-Nixon goals, but I don't think I'll ever know unless you let me be black. I don't know much about Eastern red, but I know I don't want it stamped on my head. The only way that I see that this can never be forced upon me is if we're all allowed to be black. I'm not a fan of the Christian white, and I'm not pink, but I support their fight. I might be a little green, but I don't have time to explain what I mean. For now, I'd just rather be black. I have no ill intentions, no ill will. I'm just expressing how I feel. I'm just simply pleading that you will hear me and simply let me be black. I'm intrigued by the Spanish red and black, but I don't know if I agree with that. Please remove me from what you require, and I'll be able to inquire For now, I just simply want to be back black. Remove me from your voting. Get out of my life. Let me see what your colors are like. If I like them, then I just might join you if I think you're right. Till then, I request to be black. I think we need to consider what we see, because although I've never met a purple man, it seems to be the law of my land. Okay, that's the end.
I don't get it.
Well,
he has to be his color that he's choosing, rather than being the Democratic red or the the Democratic blue or the Republican red, is an anarchist black, I would assume.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm just trying to make the argument.
I thought you were a black man and you just wanted to stay
black.
I'm
not black.
I knew Ian. No. He is so dense. I knew that was going to happen.
It's referring to lack of governmental structure. That's what black is meaning.
I see.
You got the gold and the red and the blue and the others, reds and the whites and the pink and the green. Yeah. So
now it makes more sense.
Okay, good.
Thanks for the call, Dan. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I'm sure glad you're here, Mark.
You are not the man for subtleties, that's for sure.
Yeah, poetry, I never was really good at that
stuff. Yeah, but people write it and they want to read it on the air, and, you know, as long as it's reasonably short.
I like the funny poems.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten a good funny poem.
A good limerick? I'll look up some limericks for you.
There was one guy that called in with a great poem a long time ago. I don't remember what it was, but he was making fun of you. Any poem that makes fun of you. Let's go to Mike in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind?
I play in a rock band. I have a chance to travel around a bit, and I get a chance to talk to people who perceive themselves as Democrats.
Okay.
And ultimately, the discussion turns to universal health care and how much they want it.
Oh, boy.
And how much, you know, they think it's a good thing. And basically, I take the stance, if it's such a good thing, why don't people just donate to it? You know, if it's just a good thing, why don't we just have it, you know, just donation, you know? And I guess they ultimately fall back on people are selfish, and they wouldn't take money out of their own pocket to donate to something that is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I basically say, well, if everybody's basically selfish, who are you voting into office? And at that point, they produce a noise, kind of like in between a cough and a sigh, where it's like, like perceiving like I'm so stupid, I fail to see their side of their argument, like how universal health care is this awesome, wonderful.
So they're
thing.
Just sort of dodging your point on the personality issue.
They don't acknowledge it at all.
Hang on, we'll bring it back for a little bit more and discuss this further. This issue with people just completely ignoring their points. I mean, if you're saying that everyone's selfish, then how on earth can you possibly think that you'll be able to elect someone who's unselfish to office? 800-259-9231. Don't people in search of power, don't you think they're going to be a little selfish? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
People are...